Grant us, Lord, the hearts to hear, read, learn, and inwardly digest this beautiful life we're given. Amen. Our gospel passage today is a parable that has some distinct ways in which we can look into the world of this parable and find ourselves and others within it. One way is to focus on the word talent as the gift that God has given to us. And in fact, our English word of talent came out of this gospel passage. And the non-allegorical way talent is used in this gospel is that of talent as a unit of money. And a single talent was equivalent to 15 years or more of the earnings a day laborer could potentially make. The enormousness of the sum is meant to remind us of how generous God is and how precious the gifts that God has given to us are. Every one of us has talents. And as this gospel suggests, we don't know how much time we have. So let's be creative and courageous about using our gifts to extend the kingdom of God. We're not to let fear keep us from using our gifts. Now, the master gives no instructions for what to do with this extravagant gift he has given to each of them. The slaves are left to figure out what to do on their own. And the first two slaves are able to do this. But the third slave cannot. He is stuck within his fear and anger for his master that he does the only sensible thing he can think of. He buries the money in the ground. Now, the first slave has 75 years worth of wealth in front of him, and the second slave has 30 years worth of wealth in front of him. Can you imagine what that might have felt like? All this money in front of you, entrusted to you to do something good with. In the terms of this parable, the kingdom of heaven is an extension of God's generosity, and as such, we are entrusted with extraordinary wealth, power, freedom, and responsibility to others. We have these immense gifts and capabilities. So the slaves too have immense gifts, and they would have known one another. And while two of them doubled their money, neither one thought to help the third slave. Neither one extended themselves to help the third slave as he struggled with his fear and anger. How can we help the struggling? Faithful living isn't static. It requires our attention and curating, our curiosity, and a willingness to try new things. And yet, there are times when each of us is good at holding our gifts close to our hearts for our own betterment. There are times when all of us hesitate to live out the believing of how much we have to offer. We too bury our talent in the ground. How come? Maybe sometimes we feel like our talent is too small to make a difference. Maybe we think we don't really matter. We're too young or we're too old. When we enter into and stay within the place of doubt and fear, this fear and doubt can paralyze us. Rob us of the joy of living. In the recent issue of Mother Jones, there's an article entitled "You Can't Go Home Again" by Becca Stevens. And Stevens shares that she grew up in a poor farming town called Bells in Crockett County, West Tennessee. The county is predominantly a white community, and that most of the people she went to school with still live in Bells. She describes Bells as being a place where the main highway that winds through the county is framed by cotton fields and pastures where cows keep a lazy watch over cars. Friday night football reigns supreme. Game attendance is only second in importance to church. Many families have been here for generations, handing down their farmland and businesses to their children and grandchildren. It can be a lovely place to live. But in counties like Crockett, it's hard to be anything other than white. Madison Turner also lives in Crockett County, and she's a person of color whose family has also lived there for many generations. And Turner shares with Stevens a story, and it goes, Turner's mom, who cleans houses in town for a living, went to work a couple days after the presidential election, and her employer, an older white woman, brought up the results of the recent election. Well, you might as well come and live with me now, the employer said. You're gonna be mine eventually. Turner then shares another experience, this time between Turner and a friend as a supposed joke. Turner's friend assured her that it would be okay if Trump won, because she would convince her parents to purchase Turner's family as their new slaves. The joke felt a lot like a threat. It gets me emotional sometimes, Turner shared. There are times when all of us hesitate to live out the believing of how much we have to offer. We too bury our talent in the ground. Maybe sometimes we feel like our talent is too small to make a difference. Maybe we think we don't really matter. We're too young or we're too old. When we enter into and stay within the place of doubt and fear, this fear and this doubt can paralyze us, rob us of the joy of living. What we think about God and our response to God has real consequences. We have real choices and power, and these choices and this power have real consequences. What we do or fail to do shapes our country, our families, and our lives. May we strive to share and hold on to the joy of living. The joy of living in the midst of diversity all around us. May we keep ourselves open to discovering and recognizing with awe the beauty and the wonder all around us, using our gifts for the betterment of all. Amen.